to practice. Okay, inshallah. طيب. Allah make it easy for all of us. May Allah make it easy for us. If you believe, you will do. If you don't do, you don't believe. It is up to you. Okay. So now the next question, sisters, will be, you will ask me, Sister Mona, what are the ways which she can make us to live our marriage as an act of worship? Okay? To answer this question will be in the element number 3 of the this discussion, which is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can answer this question, how to live your marriage as an act of worship, through believing that marriage is a bond of mercy and affection, from the Quran also. Okay, now we will move to the second element, which is marriage is a bond of affection and mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, actually I will tell you in English and then in Arabic, Allah said, and it is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Ar-Rum, in Surah Ar-Rum, verses number 21, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. The meaning is that Surah Ar-Rum, Surah number 21, Ayah number Surah number 30, ayah number 21. Surah number 30, ayah number 21. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the translation in English, and among his signs is that he has created for you wives from among yourselves. You see, number one, the wives are among the selves of their husbands. Okay? And this is the most important point, sisters, I want you to concentrate, because this is the, you know, the basic of the most important fact also related to the topic, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put between them affection and mercy. Okay? Verily, it is that in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. What is the meaning of these verses, which inshallah will be the base, okay, which I will depend on, so that I can live my marriage as an act of worship? If I depend on this base, if I build it very strongly inside myself, okay, inshallah, living the marriage as an act of worship will be very easy. The most important is this one, to build this fundamental base very strong inside myself after believing in it. The most important for any deed to do it in the best shape is to believe in it. If you believe in it, okay, you will do it in the best shape. So the meaning of these verses is that it is out of the of God's perfect mercy, is that to the mankind, is that he had made their wife from among themselves, so that their psychological, physical, and mental abilities will be similar and in harmony. What is the meaning of this, sister, so that we understand it? Now, when the wife and the husband are from the same self, so it is the same nature, so it is the same origin, okay? So whatever will come out will be similar, psychologically, will be similar physically and mentally, and it will be in harmony, even if there is a difference, but there is a harmony because they are from the same self, okay? And this will lead to a feeling of compatibility, peace, spiritual and mental peace, affection and mercy. Now I will clarify to you this in full details and in full with a lot of practical examples in your life. Now what I will discuss with you, sisters, inshallah, I want you, every one of you, to start to remember the days of her engagement. Okay? Now take your memory back. Okay? Forget about nowadays, and take your memory back to the days of engagement and to the first days of marriage, when you were very happy, supposed, inshallah, and you choose your husband with your will, okay, inshallah, okay, you were the one who choose your husband. I think so. knows. Nobody knows. Okay, because in Islam, if you marry with pressure, this is illegal. Okay, so inshallah, you accept your husband. Inshallah. Okay, so please, every one of you now, forget about what we are living here now in Houston and go back. Okay, and listen to these words which I will tell it to you, inshallah. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every Muslim wife and husband has, according to the rule, they have to try the best to keep the feeling of affection and mercy which Allah created between her and her husband at the time of the marriage pledge. Okay? This is what I want to discuss with you in detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Rum that He created the wives from among the selves of their husbands. This is number one. Number two, Allah said, and He put between them, He already put. So this is a fact. It was there. Okay? Affection and mercy. I want you to know that the word affection contains the meaning of love. Okay? Affection, love is part of the affection. Okay? So, at the time of the marriage, pledge of every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already had put affection and mercy. If you want the proof, check yourself. Check yourself when you agree to marry your husband. At that time, you have a feeling of affection, agreement, attention, or not. Inshallah, you have. Okay, sisters, why you are not replying? Remember the good days with your husband, everyone keep silent. No, sisters, we are fair human beings. Do you have love and affection and mercy? Huh? More. No, more. Alhamdulillah, yes. Okay, sisters. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this affection and mercy for every one of us at the time of the marriage pledge? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the wisdom for every action. We are a believer. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already put the affection and mercy in the heart, in your heart and in the heart of your husband at the time of the pledge of marriage so that you can keep it and you can maintain it and you can make it the base for the happiness in your life. Okay? Otherwise, if the marriage is started without this base of affection and mercy, it will never continue. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows, and we know not, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified and informed us in the Quran that He already had put affection and mercy between every husband and every wife at the time of marriage. Okay? So, if we lose it, sisters, it will be our problem. Okay? And alhamdulillah, there are a lot of ways to maintain it and to get it back. And this is what we are learning today. Okay? No problem. If we don't know, no problem. But alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have the chance to learn how to get back the affection and mercy which was there at the time of marriage, and for some reasons we lose it, it is the duty of every one of you now towards herself, towards her husband, and before that towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a gift at the time of marriage and you lose it. Okay? You didn't keep it, you didn't maintain it. Okay? This is number three, and also for your kids. This is number four. If you love your kids, every woman or every mother will say, my kids are more important than my life. Okay, give yourself the proof. If your kids are more important for you, your kids need a happy family. Your kids need a husband and a wife whom they understand each other and they sacrifice for each other and they live in a good environment at home. Not an environment of different points of view and different goals and different... Everything is different at home. How you can raise a normal kid in that kind of environment? And unfortunately, most of the kids are not stable psychologically because of the problems between the husbands and the wife. And everyone will blame the other. What is the goal of the blaming if we already lose our kid? Okay? So in order to avoid all of that, alhamdulillah, we have the solution from the book of Allah. We have the solution from the Creator. Not we have the solution from that book or this study or this point of view. All human being points of view. How the human being can know about their nature if they are created? The only one who knows the creature of the human being is the one who creates the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are looking for a solution for a problem, inshallah, you will find it inshallah in the Quran and or in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is revealed through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the creator. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us now. Again and again, I need you sisters to concentrate and to take your time and to realize the importance of this reality. There was affection and mercy between you and your husband at the time of marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, put this affection and mercy so that it will be the base for the happiness and the tranquility and the peace between you and your husband. It is the duty of every believer wife to keep this affection and mercy. Okay, and now inshallah we will learn what are the ways through which we will maintain the affection and mercy if it is still there. And if it is not still there, inshallah, we can get it back. Number one, again and again, sisters, I will give you all the ways from the Quran and the Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, because this is from the Creator. Number one, to be a garment to each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 187. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهم لهن. Your wives are your garments and you are garments to them. Okay, so the question will be, how I can be a garment, a good garment to my husband? And also, this will be for my husband. If I will be a good garment to my husband, inshallah, will be a good garment with me. Number one, if I choose to be a good garment to my husband, this means that I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am doing an act of worship. Because I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a garment to my husband. Okay, this is a command in Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, in Ayah number 187. Okay, and my intention from this obeying of that command is that my reward is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am looking for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now practically, I want to be the best garment to my husband. So that he will be the best garment for me. How I can translate it in my daily life? Number one, to be very close to each other. The meaning of being very close to each other, sister, it means to be very close psychologically and mentally. Okay? Not very close means that you sit beside him all the time. When he will use the phone, you tell him, whom you are calling? Why you are calling? Tell me before you call. Get my point of view. So he will tell you, please sit in another room all the day. Be away. Okay? No, sisters. To be close to him all the time is that you understand him. You get his feeling. You will be close psychologically. The spirits are close to each other. How you can live this when you realize what my husband likes. Suppose your husband likes to watch comedy movies, for example. And mashallah, most of the sisters, they like these tragedy movies. Okay, so that they can cry and cry and cry. Okay. And most of the husbands, if you check with your husbands, I check with my husband, I like tragedy, he likes comedy. This is our situation. Okay? And when your husband will tell you, come and watch Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this a comedy movie so that we enjoy time together and the situation in the family will be very nice, you tell him, please, please, I'm looking for a very tragedy one today. I'm not in a good mood. I want to cry. So how he will be close to you? He will tell you, okay, may Allah take care of you. Salaam alaikum. I'm going to another place. He will leave the house or he will watch a movie or he will call a friend. Then next day you will tell, where is my husband? Why he is not close to me? I am trying my best to be close to him. How you try to be close to him? If you want to be close to him, have the habit to cheer him. He likes comedy. Okay, I like comedy with you. Let us sit together. Let us enjoy the time together. When he is laughing, laugh with him, because we will also notice that the men are always laughing and the women are looking to the husband. Why he is laughing too much? What is the problem? Why he is so happy? Okay? Yes, I want you always to observe this very small observation. Okay? Love with your husband. Enjoy the time. Be happy that he is happy. Because when he is happy, he will be nice with you. When his mood will be up, he will be very nice with you. Okay? So this is how you can be close together. Okay? When he is interested to discuss a topic, discuss it with him. Don't tell him, I am busy. I have a totally different point of view than you. Then it is not that you will become close to each other. You will have the fight. Whenever you meet, okay, you start a topic which every one of you had a different point, okay, so it will end by a fight. So next time when you tell him, come and sit with me, he will tell you, no, I know that we will fight. Okay? So to be close to your husband, sister, you are doing this for the sake of Allah. Again and again, this is an act of worship. Okay? And you are doing it for yourself, as I repeat for you many times. When your husband come and tell you, let us sit together, tell to yourself, oh Allah, I am doing an act of worship for you. I will try to be in my best shape, as I can. As I can. And I tell you, sister, when you start to live this kind of actions with your husband, it will become your habit by time. At the beginning, you will struggle a little bit. But by time, you will feel very happy and relaxed. When your husband will tell you, let us sit together and let us watch this, or let us have a walk together for half an hour or whatever, you will have a totally different feeling by time. You will start to relax and you will start to feel that I was missing this kind of relation with my husband. Why? I was all the time under the impression that when I sit with my husband, I have to prove myself. Yes, yes, if we sit together, I have my own personality. I am a human being. I am as strong as him. I will discuss to the end of my life. Until he will leave the life. I am discussing. I am after his neck. Yes. This was the goal of the marriage. So with whom you will find the peace? Especially in these places, you don't have anyone except that poor person. Allah send him to you. Yes, sisters, try to think it. When, inshallah, today you have time with your husband, remember these few words. How you will handle the meeting with your husband. Okay, suppose you go home now after the lecture and your husband tell you, it was 3 hours, it was too long, this is Saturday, you were supposed to stay at home, this and that. Okay, if you believe that your marriage is an act of worship, you will give him a kiss and tell him, my love, my life, my everything. Yes! Yes, sister, yes, this is worship. This is how. Yes! As soon as you will tell him these 3 words, he will tell you, go again. Come at night. Yes. Sisters, I want to tell you one thing, and Allah knows my intention. Men are very peaceful. You know why? Because they have a lot of problems in their mind. And one of the biggest problems is you. So if he will feel peace with you, this is a very big gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, sister, you have to realize and to understand the mentality of the husbands. Okay, they are very poor. They cannot tolerate anything from your strength, alhamdulillah. Okay, so treat them as you treat your kids. Okay, so try to be close to him, inshallah, to be a comfort to each other, sisters, for the sake of Allah. If you want to be, inshallah, in the paradise, if you want to enjoy this worldly life, and sisters, if you want to have a good health psychologically and in your body, okay, try to be a comfort to your husband for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you become a comfort to your husband, inshallah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not have the worry and the sadness and the upset in your life. Nowadays, all the studies in America, in the best institution, proved that the worry and the sadness and the upset is the cause of the cancer and the cause of the autoimmune diseases and the cause of immunity and the cause of all the problems and the depression and this and that. So you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us to the real happiness, guiding us to the best health, guiding us to the best psychological condition to live as a balanced and happy human being. Be comfort to your husband. This is an act of worship. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sure you are the winner. You are winning your health, your psychology, your time, your religion, Allah, the reward, everything, sister. And you are enjoying life. When you will be comfort to your husband, then the time of prayer come, you will pray very peacefully. Because alhamdulillah, you are full of comfort. Allah is rewarding you. You obey Allah. Allah will reward you a lot, which I don't know. But Allah will reward you a lot. Okay? You can do your acts of worship, your prayer, and whatever. You know, if you are praying only the fard prayer, you will pray more. When you want to read the Quran, it will be easy. Okay? When you want to give charity, it will be easy. The reward and the good deeds for you will be increasing because number one, you are obeying the commands of Allah. Number two, Allah is rewarding you. Number three, you are living a happy life. Try all the time to compare your psychological condition. One day you are fighting with your husband and you are very upset. And one day, alhamdulillah, you are in a good mood. Try to compare the whole day in your work, in your prayer, with your kids, how you were acting on that day when you were not in a good mood with your husband and how you were acting on that day when you are in a good mood with your husband. You win that day completely as good day in this life and in the hereafter and you lost that day completely. Okay? So why to lose? How many days we have in this life? Life is very short, sister. This is also a very important reality. I want you to know it. Every one of us is fighting with her husband under the impression that we will live together 30, 50 years more. Who knows? Maybe it is the end of this week. And that's it. Yes. So why we are spoiling our life for nonsense? The most beloved person in my life, according to Allah, is my husband. I will love him. That's it. I am a believer. I am worshipping Allah. I am getting the reward in this life and in the hereafter. And this is the proof of the true belief, sisters. If you are a true believer, prove it to yourself. Okay? It is not important. And when you notice that most of the women and the wives, they like to complain, okay, tell to yourself, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah save me from this. And tell to yourself, I will never complain from my husband. Because I am living with Allah through my husband. I am worshipping Allah through my husband. I don't have any problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through my husband. So why I will complain? Life is a test. You must have a problem in your life. Because life is a test. What is the problem? Everyone has a problem. Okay? If we don't have a problem, this means that life is not a test. And this is wrong. Because in the Quran, life is a test. So what is the problem to have any difficulty in your life? The righteous believer woman will make her husband a help to face the problem, not to make her husband the problem of her life. Sister, this is the issue. Look around you. You will notice that everyone or most of the women, they are trying to make her husband the problem of her life. Why? It is the opposite. My husband is the source of the happiness in my life. My husband is the way of the good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. And now I will tell you about what your husband is doing to you in your life. So that, alhamdulillah, change all the previous points of view, sisters, for the sake of Allah, if you want to prove to yourself that Allah loves you. But because the one whom Allah loves here is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the paradise her destination. And whoever a woman will die and her husband is not happy with her, she will not enter the paradise. This is all logic. And why Allah make my husband between me and paradise? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to enjoy the life with my husband. You see, this is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not some women are telling Allah is punishing me with my heart. If Allah wants to punish you, He will not make you to marry at all. Why to put the poor man in your hands? Allah is fair. Yes, you can be unhappy without Him. Correct? Okay, and also I want to tell you one point here. Now the percentage of the women to men is 10 women, 1 man. So if, alhamdulillah, you catch one man, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. So there are 9 women looking for that man. Okay? So you either be good and nice with him for the sake of Allah, or Allah knows what will happen. Yes. I am the lawyer of the husbands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And I want you to realize this reality. When you choose a friend, always choose the friend whom she is looking for your benefit in reality. Not for your benefit which you like it. Okay? I can come to this class and tell you, sisters, women are very poor. Women are under the men. Women don't have rights. I want you to fight and fight and fight. Salamu alaikum. Very easy. Okay? But this is not the right. Okay? I am deceiving you. If someone will tell you this, especially about your husband, this is the one whom she will make you to lose this, the happiness in this life, and to lose the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows what will be the destination. So let us be away from this. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah. All our rules from the Quran and the Sunnah. Whatever I am discussing to you today is from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the owner, the one who knows everything, the one who controls everything, the one whom according to his will, yes, he can change everything. If you have this intention today, inshallah, in this class, you will see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do for your husbands in the following years, inshallah. How all your family will improve, your life will improve. You as a human being will be different person. When you will be living a stable life in your house with your husband, you will feel that, oh, I was doing that work, I can do more and more. I have 2 kids, I can get another one. I was upset feeling that I can't tolerate a third baby. Let me get a third baby and raise him in Islam. Maybe this one will be my way in the paradise. You will feel that you have more energy and you can do more and more. All of this because you have a balanced, happy marriage life. Okay? So now let us discuss about the duties. So number one, you will be a garment to your husband. Okay? So you will be comfort to him. You will be always available to each other. Available, living nice time together. Okay? To give the feeling of beauty to each other. Okay, all of this, inshallah, I will discuss it with you in detail soon, inshallah. But this is number one, to be garment to each other. Number two, that every one of you, the husband and the wife, should fulfill the duties to each other. So we have to know what are the duties of the husband and the wife according to the Holy Quran. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings as males and females following the dual rule, which is the central to the system of creation. All the creation is based on this dual rule. Okay, for plants, for animals, for mankind, female and male. Okay, so that life will continue. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given both the male and the female special qualities which help them to fulfill the tasks which they are created for. Allah created the man with special qualities so that he will fulfill his responsibilities, because Allah is the creator and he is the one who knows. And Allah creates subhanahu wa ta'ala the women with special qualities so that they fulfill their duties. So let us now learn about the qualities and the duties of the man and the women, okay, according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, so that we realize our duties and their duties, inshallah. First, we will read the schedule. Allah, I will discuss it with you in detail practically. Okay, these are the qualities and the duties, the qualities and the duties of the man and the woman. So regarding the women, okay, regarding the physical qualities. Okay, physically, the women are having the ability to tolerate pain and the difficulties of pregnancy and delivery, which is called tenderness. Okay, this is the nature of the creation of the women. Okay, tenderness. Okay, regarding the men are having the ability to do the heavy work. Okay, and this is called the toughness. So the men are having the quality of toughness, while the women are having the quality of tenderness. Okay, this is the physical qualities. Regarding the psychological qualities, okay, the women are very emotional. Okay, Allah created them very emotional, and this is to fulfill their duties. Okay, very emotional means they have quick reaction and quick response. Okay, and I think that every one of us knows this about herself. Now I will clarify to you this also, inshallah, but let us read the whole information. Regarding the men psychologically, they have slow reaction and slow response. Okay? Yes, they never reply to you. You fight and fight, and he keeps silent. Okay? Mentally. Mentally, the women have the intense response before the need for much deliberation. Immediate response. Quick, very quick response. That to mean they have the action before the reflection. Okay? If someone will come and tell you one word, before listening to the word, you will start fighting. Okay? Then she will tell you, sister, I didn't tell you anything. You didn't listen to me. You just start to have the action before the reflection. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the men to have the proper thoughts and the reflection before the action. Okay? And you notice this when you have a problem and you want to discuss it with your husband and you talk to him for 15 minutes telling him the problem and repeating and repeating and repeating, he is keeping silent. Because this is the nature of the creation, the reflection before action. Okay? So, this is the qualities of the men and the women. Okay? Let us try to discuss it practically, okay, so that we know that in reality, this is what we are living in. Sisters, I want to tell you one thing. I don't want you to feel that I am trying to clarify to you how the men are very wise and how the women are very emotional. No, sisters, this is not the goal. The goal is to know the reality. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the women very emotional with quick reaction, quick response, action before reflection, because they will do duties which she needs, that she has to be very emotional. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the men with slow reaction, slow response, with the toughness, because their duties in life are related to these kind of qualities. So this doesn't mean that men are better than the women. No, men, women are twin halves of the women, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But you have duties which require special qualities. They have duties which require special qualities. This is how we can complete each other. I am emotional. He is less emotional. He think too much. I take a response very quickly so that we can balance each other. Okay? So if we know that, what are the duties of the mother, mostly of the woman? Child bearing, breastfeeding. Childbearing and breastfeeding are related to the tenderness, okay? Because you know the pregnancy and the pain of the pregnancy, okay? And also you know the problem, breastfeeding is not a simple issue, okay? And it has the pain and it has a lot of difficulty. So the childbearing and the breastfeeding are related to the quality of tenderness, okay? Regarding looking after the kids, okay? This is the quality, this is the duty which is related to the quality of the quick reaction and quick response. Try to remember when your baby was very small, few days or few weeks, and he is crying all the night. Who will jump to the baby? The mother, okay? Always the father will say what? Wait, 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 let him cry and he will stop. The mother will say, no, never, I will carry him all the night. You see how she will give all this love and all this mercy to the baby? Because Allah created her quick reaction. As soon as you listen to your baby crying, you run to your baby. Okay? You run to your baby and you carry him. Or you feed him. Or you change the diaper for him. You will have a quick response. Even when your child is 3 or 4 years old and he starts crying, your husband will tell you, you have to teach him or her the discipline. You have. What you will do? You will hold your baby, okay? And you will give her or him a hug. And you will give him or her whatever she likes. Okay? Because this is the quick reaction, quick response. Because this is the mercy which is inside the hearts of the women, okay? More than the men, okay? The mercy towards their kids. Also looking after the whole family, okay? Now, as I told you, when you will be cleaning the house, taking care of the kids, and your husband will tell you in the middle of all of this, make for me a cup of tea, okay? If you don't have this kind of, you know, mercy inside your emotion, you tell to yourself, my husband is tired, oh, I will go ahead and make it for him. Quickly. You didn't have time to think. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the women to look after the family and to look after the children with these qualities. The tenderness, quick reaction, quick response, very emotional, action before reflection. Okay? Regarding the men, what are their duties in life? And in Islam, these are their responsibility. He can't escape his responsibility. Number one, to earn the living through any kind of work. Very hard work. He can work from 5 o'clock to 10 p.m. This is his responsibility. Okay? So number one, earning the living. Okay? This is related to toughness. Okay? Number two, and also protection of the family. This is related to toughness. Okay? Number three, decision making. Okay, now this decision making system, okay, I want you always, alhamdulillah, as a fair, truthful believer. Okay, remember when you have a discussion with your husband regarding taking a decision. Okay, who will be the one to have the action before reflection, and who is the one to have the reflection before the action? Okay, always. It is always that. Suppose today you feel that the weather is not good in Houston. Oh, my husband, we want to leave Houston. Why? The weather is not good. I am not happy. I will not live anymore in Houston. Okay, so your husband will not reply at all. He is reflecting how to get rid of you. Now, how to stop this discussion with you until, inshallah, tomorrow the weather will be all right and you will change your mind. Okay? Then tomorrow he will tell you, oh, my dear wife, do you want to leave Houston? No. I have a lot of friends. Who tell you that I want to leave Houston? You want to take me out of Houston? You are against me. I didn't tell you anything. I was joking with you. What is the problem? Yes, it is his mistake. Yes, sister, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister. Because he is the creator. He give you some qualities and he compensates with your husband with the other kind of qualities so that we can have a correct and a good life. Suppose your husband is the same quality, which is action before reflection. You tell him, I am not happy in Houston. He tell you, excellent. Get the bed and let us sleep immediately. Okay? What will be the solution in life? Yes, try to remember the decision making. Okay? Suppose you didn't pass any exam. For example, okay, I didn't pass the exam, I will stop studying completely. Then your husband will tell you, take some time for rest, relax for a semester. No, I will never. This is final. Okay, and also, try to remember when you have a problem with any sister, or with your sister-in-law, or your mother-in-law, what will be your plan? I will never talk to her anymore. And I hope also that you will not talk to her for my sake. I am your wife. I am tolerating. I am sacrificing. Oh, answer now. You will talk to me or to your mother? Me or my mother? Your mother? Now. He has to sleep. Yes, so how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped us, because Allah knows his relation. He gave you a husband
who has the ability of reflection before action. He will keep silent. Okay? And inshallah, inshallah next day, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to have, you know, some patience. Then your husband will discuss with you. And alhamdulillah, I want to know you to know also that women, alhamdulillah, are good in that, you know, they become very upset very quickly and they forgive very quickly. So this is, alhamdulillah, the best women. Not all of them, but we hope that the believers, you know, if you want to know your quality as a believer, the best believer, okay, is the one who becomes angry very slowly and he forgives very quickly. Okay, this is the best quality. If you become angry very quickly, also no problem, but the best quality is to forgive very quickly. Okay, so if he will tell you next day, you know, why you were upset, let us discuss it, let us have a good time, and also he give you a gift. Okay, so you will tell him, okay, my husband, no problem. I will be nice today, but don't worry. This is inside you. I will fight again very soon. The shot is there. It is never lost. Alhamdulillah. Okay, sister, so now what are the duties of the righteous husband? Okay, according to this schedule, in Islamic societies, and I want you to know this so that when anyone will tell you anything about Islam, you know that Islam is against the women and Islam is the religion of the men and this and that, you just clarify to him that in Islamic societies, men are required to look after women. Each party is assigned the duties most suitable for their nature. The man has the proper natural abilities to take charge of the family affairs, which is al-qawama in the Quran, a rule essential for the proper progress of the human life. Actually, sister, suppose we are now in the middle of the sea, okay, and we are in a boat, okay, two, a husband and a wife, and you have to take a decision, either to be still in the sea or to return quickly to the earth, okay? There must be one to take the decision, because if you keep on fighting, okay, you will be lost in the middle of the sea. This is al-qawama. Al-qawama is that one of you will have the decision. And the one who has the decision will be the one to be responsible for the results, consequences of the decision. This is how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes the man to take the decision. Because he will be the one to pay for the consequences of the decision. Okay? So alhamdulillah, this is a very big mercy. Decisions in life are very difficult. And sometimes the consequences are very tough. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weak nature of the women. And he makes the decision, the responsibility of the man. Suppose today he decided to return back to home, back country. Okay? And he didn't find any job. This is none of my business as a wife. This is his problem. He took the decision and he has to pay for the decision. Even if he is a doctor or whatever, he will work to any kind of job. You took a decision, pay for the decision. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the difficult responsibilities to be the responsibilities of the husbands, not the responsibilities of the wife. My responsibility is to take care of the family and to take care of the kids, and to have everything available in my house. Okay, the food, the drink, or the medicine, everything. How? This is his responsibility. So who is the one who is having the more easy responsibility, the more simple responsibility? The women. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sometimes try to think that your husband will leave you for 6 months. Then you will be responsible to earn the money. And to buy everything. And if the car will not work, you have to take the car and to do it. And if the kids, you will be the one. Can you do the responsibilities of your husband? It is very difficult. But we have, our problem is that we live our life for granted. He is doing everything, but still he is not good. Yes, I'm a strong wife. When we live our life for granted, we lose the feeling of happiness. Appreciate the blessings in your life. Believe me, sisters, I want you, this is a statement, change the glasses which you are watching your marriage life with. Get a new one. When you see your husband,
Tell yourself all praise to Allah. This is the man whom Allah chose to put mercy and affection between me and him. This is the man who is taking care of me and earning the money for me or my kids. This is the man whom at night when I put my head on the pillow and I am thinking of what to buy and what to eat and this, he is thinking that if I have a problem in my job, who will support this family? If I die tomorrow, who will protect her and her kids? If a problem, yes, sisters, but men are not talking much, you know. This is the nature of the man. And when you ask him why you are not talking much, he will not tell you, I am worried about this and that and this, because he knows that the women are very emotional. This will affect you psychologically. And all the time you will be so worried. So he will never tell you. So many times the men are having problems in their jobs. And also I want to tell you another thing. If you are working outside your country, be sure that the environment of the work is not easy as you think. Some wives are under the impression, I am all the time alone at home between four walls and my husband is going out to enjoy his job. No, sisters, this is not the reality. The work is not easy. To treat with the people is not easy. To be a Muslim is not simple. Okay? Many times my husband, when he comes from the work and he will keep silent for 3 or 4 hours, then I will tell him, I am alone for also the whole day. Can you talk with me just a few words? He will tell me, I don't want to tell you some words which will upset you. When you notice that I am silent for a long time, be sure that I don't want you to be upset or worried. Okay? And when I will be in a good mood to tell you the words which you can tolerate. Because the women, sometimes they can't tolerate. If he will come and tell me, I have this problem and this problem in the work, I will tell him, okay, let us leave. Immediately. Yes, let us quit. Let us change the state. Let us go back. Whatever wrong, quick decision, action before reflection. So he will just, the husbands will keep silent. So I want you to get their feeling. Number one, to get the feeling that Allah put affection and mercy between me and only that man in this life. Always remember that there was many engagement in the life of some of us. But the one whom you will marry is the one whom Allah choose to put the affection and mercy between you and him, because this is happening at the time of the bridge of marriage. So this means that this man is compatible. Inshallah, I have harmony with him, so I have to try my best to live with him so long also he is doing his duties. Okay, now we will move to the duties of the wife, which inshallah I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make every one of us to do her duties inshallah in the best shape. Regarding, yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, sisters, we will continue inshallah now. Okay, not working? Now it is working? Okay. So, inshallah, sisters, now we will continue. I just want to tell you one thing, that this class is not only for the married sisters, it is also for the sisters. It is also for the sisters whom they are not yet married. And alhamdulillah, I hope that those sisters whom they are not yet married, inshallah, they will get a lot of benefit. Because inshallah, before marriage, they knew in advance, okay, what is the basics for the happy marriage, okay, how to have their marriage as an act of worship. Because you know, when you know anything before start, you will be ready to do it in the best shape, okay, better than those whom they are already married and they were under the impression of, you know, the traditions, how to live with your husband, and they were living not in the correct way, and subhanallah, they lost many days. So for every sister whom she's not yet married, alhamdulillah, this is inshallah a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that she plan in advance how to have a happy life, marriage life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plan the best for every one of us in the best time. Because sometimes when the marriage is delayed a little bit, be sure that there is a wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The issue is not to marry. The issue is to be successful in your marriage. And your marriage to be an act of worship. Because there are many sisters whom they are married and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what kind of life they are living with their husband and what will be their destination if they are not pleasing their husband and if they are not living their marriage as an act of worship. Okay? طيب. So now inshallah sisters, we will discuss the duties of the Muslim wife. Okay? Regarding the duties of the Muslim wives, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we will have the rule from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verses number 34, the righteous women are devoutly obedient and guard in the husband's absence. Okay? This is the duty of the righteous Muslim wife in the Quran. This is the verses of the Quran which is related to the righteous Muslim wife. It is only one verses. Okay? But now, inshallah, I will clarify it to you also again and again, sister, to feel and to realize the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the women and with the wife, alhamdulillah, in Islam. What is the meaning of the word devoutly obedient? Okay? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that the righteous women are devoutly obedient? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that the righteous women are obedient? Okay? What is the importance of the word devoutly? Okay? Devoutly obedient means the willing obedience motivated by love. You see, sisters, it is again and again the love, the affection, and the mercy which are the basic of the relation between the husband and the wife. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to obey your husband because your husband with the impression that my husband is giving me orders and I am obeying the commands of my husband. This is not the relation between the husband and the wife in Islam. Okay? We clarified from the start that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, okay, Surah number 30, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put affection and mercy between you and your husband. Your relation with your husband is number one, an act of worship. Number two, a bond of affection and mercy. So there is no one higher than one. There is no one giving commands to the other one. Your relation with your husband, you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in between. Okay? So I am living my relation with my husband, obeying the commands of Allah, looking for the reward of Allah, having the hope that Allah will be pleased with me. Okay? So it is not, there is no command from a human being. My husband is just a human being. He is not giving me any commands. I am obeying the commands of Allah. How I can practice, you know, this obeying the commands of Allah, with my husband, through the statement of being devoutly obedient. I love my husband. I have mercy to my husband. I have affection to my husband. I want my husband to feel happy with me. I want my husband to give me the same affection and mercy. Okay? And because of that, and all of this is under the umbrella of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when my husband will tell me, Mona, please give me, please prepare the dinner now immediately, I will tell to myself, Mona, this is your husband. He's asking you for a favor. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to obey him. If you are obeying him, you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. This is how you translate the commands of your husband. Number two, when my husband is asking me to do for him something, this is under the bond of affection and mercy which is between each other. Okay? I have affection and mercy to that man. I choose that man. I want to maintain the affection and mercy for that man. I am happy to do for him whatever he likes. If you have this feeling inside yourself, alhamdulillah, you are a true believer because you are obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this surah, the ayah, the righteous women are devoutly obedient. So if you are not devoutly obedient, you are not the righteous woman. So you will not have the reward of the paradise. So, Allah, I want to be from the righteous woman. I want to be the one devoutly obedient to her husband. I believe in that, O Allah, because marriage is an act of worship. I am worshipping you. I am obeying you. I am obedient to you, O Allah. I want my love, my marriage to be a bond of love and affection and mercy, which you already put it between me and my husband. I am so devoutly obedient to him. I am willing to make him happy and to make him feeling comfort, because this will be, I will be rewarded for this from you. I will have a happy life in my life. This will prevent me from the feeling of upset or sorrow or fighting or quarrels. This will take care of my kids, because we will living a peaceful environment at home. Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, I am very happy to do everything to my husband. Sisters, this is the basic concept of this class. Devoutly obedient. Obedience with love, with affection, with mercy. I want you, sisters, all the time to implant inside your heart the feeling of mercy and affection to your husband. All the time tell to yourself, remind yourself, don't make the shaitan to make you all the time to feel that you are in a battle with your husband. This is a very bad sign, and this means that you are obeying the shaitan, not obeying the commands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to have this devoutly obedience to our husband. This means that Allah is commanding us to love our husbands. Okay, who is your husband? Your husband is the one who is earning the living for you. Your husband is the one who is protecting you. Your husband is the one who is living his life with you, who is spending his wealth on you, who is giving you his name. What is more than this your husband can give you? Why not to love him? Sister, if you fail to love your husband, you will fail to love anyone on the earth. And even if you feel that I am not loving my husband, but I am loving my kids, this is wrong. Okay? Because the normal, balanced human being will love her husband, and through the love of your husband, you will love your kids. Okay? But some sisters or some wives, they feel that they get all the love inside their spirit and they give it to their kids and they tell to themselves, I am sacrificing my life with my husband. I am tolerating my husband for the sake of my kids. Sister, this is very wrong concept of marriage. Marriage is not a trip of sacrifice. No, this is wrong in Islam. Don't sacrifice. Okay, yes, because nobody will be able to sacrifice all the life. We are not angels. Yes, we are human beings. At a time, you will break everything and will destroy everything. And you may be moving to something which is not correct. Okay, number one in your marriage, you have to have a correct, right relation with your husband, from the Quran and from the Sunnah. And don't worry, affection and mercy was there. And we can maintain it very easily. How I can maintain it very easily? Number one, being a garment to your husband. Number two, devoutly obedient to your husband. How make the affection and mercy, which was there at the time of marriage, make it alive again. How try all the time to remember the good days which you live with your husband, the time of the engagement, why you choose him, what is good in him, okay? And try to minimize what is bad in him, okay? Because he is just a human being. And also remember that you are not an angel, okay? And if you are not an angel, he is not an angel. Why you want him to be a perfect human being while you are not just a good human being? This is unfair. And Allah will judge. Okay, be all the time sure that the judge is there. If you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, fear Allah in your husband. Okay, and again, sisters, I always say some words which may upset some of you. But I want you, when one day you feel that, Oh, I am very upset with my husband. Oh, I don't care for my husband. Oh, what is the importance of that man in my life? He is not doing anything for me, and I am sacrificing everything for him. Okay? Just remind yourself that with that story. And this is a real story. Allah knows. I have a friend, and she told me that all the time she was under the impression that, you know, her husband is not a good man, you know, and he is not spending a lot, and he is all the time outside, and I am not happy with him, okay, and I am just living for my kids. And one day she had a phone call from one of her friends telling her that your husband is about to marry a woman, okay, and everyone in the city knows except you, except the wife. Yes, they are hiding from telling her. Okay, and try very quickly to get your husband, because your husband will marry her next week. Okay, and you can't imagine how this wife acts. Okay, she was running after him, telling him, I will change my attitude. I will be a totally different person. Give me another chance. I will. Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe because she doesn't know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped her, and there were some good people, they interfered, okay? And he decided to give her another chance. But when he gave her this new chance with him, she was a totally different wife. You see, she lived life as an act of worship, because she realized the importance of her husband. So this is the question. Do you want to get this phone call? So that you live your life with your husband as an act of worship? Is any one of us ready to have a phone call? Salamu alaikum, sister, your husband will marry another one next week. You will not kill him, Balqis. This is not allowed. And there is no time to kill him psychologically, because he will leave very quickly. There is no time for pressure. Yes. Okay? So I want you, sisters, to all the time, not only with your husband, I want you all the time to evaluate the blessings in your life. Our problem as human beings is that we always evaluate the blessing when we lose it. Okay? This is our problem as human beings. Alhamdulillah, when we are living with good health and everything is all right in our life, we will keep on fighting with our husbands. Until, yes, a big problem comes in our life, I become sick or any kid becomes sick or anything, I pause, okay, and I start to worship Allah and be nice with my husband and be nice with everyone, hoping for my health to improve. It will never improve. Because I deserve what is happening to me. Because I was living in a very good situation and I was all the time not thankful to Allah. Okay, not evaluating the blessings of Allah, always making problems, always looking for problems. Don't worry, the problems will come very soon, because this is the nature of life. Life is a test. So, alhamdulillah, yes, this is the problem. The problem, sister, always try to observe yourself. You will be always making the maximum problems when everything is all right in your life. You will be fighting for the minor issues. Okay? Because there is no major issue in the life. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there will be never major issues and never major problems in our life, because the major problems break the human being. You see, sisters, so why we lose the and we spoil the good time, the time of happiness with our husbands and with our family, by making very minor problems. As I am clarifying to you now, if we are late until 1 o'clock, and anyone will go home, and your husband will tell you are late, okay, most of the sisters, naturally, what they will say, what is the problem? Why you are telling me this? I was attending a lecture about marriage. I will not do anything what Sister Mona said to us. This and that. Why? Why, sister? Why? This is always the normal reaction. A battle, a fight. No, sister. Tell to yourself, yes. I left my home over the weekend for 3 hours. Yes. Okay, try all the time to have sympathy. Sympathy. This is sympathy for yourself. Because if you will have a good mood with him, you will have... Suppose you fight with him like this and as soon as you enter the house. Are you sure that you will get benefit of the rest of the day? No. you will keep on fighting with him the whole day. Okay? Or he will be fighting with you. Okay? This is why we come to the masjid to learn. This is the aim of having a class like this. So I want you, sister, all the time having a goal. I will not make any problem with my husband. I will be devoutly obedient to my husband. This is for myself. I love my husband. Don't feel shy to tell to this to all the sisters. We have the habit to complain from our husband. Let us change the habit. Let us have the habit. When I tell you, Awali Balqis, how is your husband? I love him very much. How is Sister Fawzi? I love him very much. I love him very much. I love him very much. So this will be our language to love our husband. So if anyone is a little bit, she will feel jealous. Okay, I love my husband. Why all of them love their husbands? Balqis, what is the problem today? You are giving me very strange impressions. Alhamdulillah, you are getting in. Okay, very good. Okay, so the devoutly obedient sister means that your husband is the one who loves, your husband is the one whom you obey for the sake of Allah, and this includes acceptance, forgiveness, respect, trust, kindness, caring. Your husband will feel that you are trying to show him the love, the mercy, the sympathy, okay? And he will try to reward you the same, and happiness will be the reward for your family. From the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are the duties of the wives? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, who is the best woman? The meaning of the hadith. So he answered, she is the one who pleases her husband when he looks at her, and she is the one who obeys her husband when he tells her to do something, and she is the one who doesn't do anything which her husband dislikes with regards to herself or to his wills. I will clarify to you this in our practical life, so that inshallah we get the benefit, and so that we are not only learning theoretical hadith and the Quran, and we just forget it as soon as we are out of the masjid. Okay, so practically, how we can live this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, inshallah, as we agreed together, that we will be devoutly obedient to our husband, because our marriage is an act of worship, and I realize the importance of my husband in my life, and I realize how my husband is the one protecting me and my kids, and the one who is earning the living for me and my kids, and how my husband can be my way to paradise if I obey him, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alhamdulillah, he is the one whom I choose to live with. He is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put affection and mercy between me and him, and inshallah I will try my best to keep this as I can. Number two, sisters, now I will tell you about how to take care of yourself, okay, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, sisters, number one, you have to be always in the best shape and dress which your husband like, not which you like. Okay, suppose your husband likes you to put a jeans and t-shirt at home. Okay, and you tell yourself that the jeans and t-shirt will make me, you know, so tight at home, I will never put jeans at home. Never. Okay, why, sister? Why? Ask yourself why. Again and again, whenever you have a decision with your husband, just check yourself. Why I am always against what he likes? This means that I have a problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, tell yourself, again and again, I am not ready to have the phone call. You remember my phone call now? Okay, either put the jeans, or he will find nine, because every man has 10 women. You don't want to put the jeans. There are nine, they will be very happy to put the jeans. And a short t-shirt also, not only the jeans. So run and get the jeans and put the jeans. Okay, before it is too late. Okay, I want you always to prove to yourself that you are a good quality human being. Why I have to be good only when I am about to lose my husband? Why I am supposed to lose all the good time which I can enjoy it with my husband. When he feels that I am putting the jeans and the t-shirt because you like to see me putting them. And if your husband will not be the one to clarify to you that he wants to show to see you in a special shape, who is interested in you? Ask yourself. No one is interested. So if your husband will not tell you every day, I want you to put this and I want you to style your hair in this, your husband is giving you the impression that you are a female. It's the impression that there is someone who is giving attention to you. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your husband is interested in you. Alhamdulillah, there are many husbands, they don't care at all, they lose hope. Halas, let her put whatever, let her be silent. The most important. This is Allah's decree. What can I do? Why, sister? Enjoy life. When your husband will tell you, for example, put the jeans and the t-shirt, and you already gained some weight, you will tell to yourself, I have to lose the weight. Yes, I have to readjust. I have to make some exercise. I have to be in a diet. I have to take care of myself. This will be a stimulation for you all your life to be in shape. Yes, this is what I notice. The wives whom their husbands are always interested to see them in the best shape, they are the ones up to the age of 60 in the best shape, in the best health. You see, the other wives whom their husbands are not interested, you know, about their shape, you know what is going on. I will not tell you. You will notice yourself, weight gain, you know, you cannot do any exercise. You just make your hair like this and that's it. So alhamdulillah, it is a very gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your husband is always looking and you encourage him. Okay? When you go home today, again, inshallah, your husband will say what happens to them. Okay, go ahead and open the locker. Choose a very nice dress. This is Saturday and Sunday. Let us enjoy the time. Arrange your hair. Tell him, how are you, my husband? How is everything with you? In a nice way. Okay, not today. Forget about today, from tomorrow. So that he will not tell you this is all because of the lecture. Because I have this with the Arabic teacher, you know, the sisters whom I'm giving them the Arabic classes. So one of them is telling me that whenever the class was on Wednesday, so her husband every Wednesday when she will come home, he will tell her, what Sister Mona tell you today to do for me? So she will tell him, no, this is me. I will tell her, no, this is Sister Mona. So forget about today, from tomorrow, inshallah. Okay. So this is number one, you put for the best clothes which she likes. Number two, sister, I want you all the time to be cheerful and grateful when you meet your husband. This is very important. The most important moment with your husband is the time when he just entered the home. Okay, this is very important for the husbands. Actually, my husband told me this one day. He told me, when I come home, sometimes I am coming upset. Sometimes I am coming not in a good mood. Okay, when I come home, just be having a nice smile, okay, and don't complain. Okay, the problem is that, you know, as soon as you open the door, okay, come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they are crying. Or very upset, or a big problem, or this and that. Do you know that he doesn't have more bigger problems than this problem? Are you sure what was going on with him? Okay, so for the sake of Allah, when your husband come in, just put a smile on your mouth and tell to yourself, I have the opportunity. Let me give him 1 hour, then I will jump back. Just few moments. You will not lose the battle. He is around. The victim is there. Alhamdulillah. Since he come home. Alhamdulillah. I hope that the husbands will not listen to this lecture. Okay. Number three, sister, treat him with love, mercy, and respect. I clarified to you this always, but for the sake of Allah, respect your husband. Respect your husband, number one, because he is your husband. If he married you and he didn't deserve to be respected, this means that you don't deserve to be respected. You are your husband. Okay? If I don't respect my husband, who will respect me? Okay? The people are respecting you, those whom they are married, and those, inshallah, whom they will marry on a right basis. The people are respecting you because of your husband. So if you don't respect him, how the others will respect him? If you go around and tell my husband is this and that and this and that, and this means that you don't respect him, why you want the other to respect someone whom you don't respect, sister? This is not good at all for the quality of the human being. You married him, there are secrets between you and him. As soon as you open the door of the house, okay, this is my private life. It is Allah is there. Allah knows. Allah is rewarding me. When I open the door of my house, okay, I am a righteous Muslim wife. When someone asks me, how are you? All praise to Allah. Everything is all right. None of the business of anyone's sisters to check about the private issues of the others. This is not accepted in Islam. If من حسن إسلام المرء, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. It is the good of the of your relation with Allah is that don't interfere in the issues of the others. Okay? If one sister come and tell me, Sister Mona, I have a problem. My husband is this and that and this. I tell her, sister, hold on. Hold on. Okay? You are coming to complain about your husband to me, or you are coming to look for a solution. If you want to look for a solution, let us talk in private. And after you will talk to me, I will forget completely what you tell me. Because I am not supposed to know about the private life of anyone. But just we have a discussion and point of view from the Quran and Sunnah, okay. But I will forget it. But to go around and to tell to everyone, my husband, you don't respect your husband, okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to punish you. To punish you. Yes, because this is not accepted. Okay, whatever between you and your husband, sisters, is the very private relation in this life. So it is not allowed in Islam to go and complain. You want to complain? Okay, complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are living your marriage as an act of worship. You are getting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you pray, you are in the sujood. Oh Allah, my husband is not doing for me this and that. Oh Allah, you are the only one who has the will, W-I-L-L, in this life. So you are the only one who can change my life, my husband. Oh Allah, I want you to make him merciful with me. Oh Allah, I want him to respect me. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. After you will do this dua, this means that you are a true believer and you get all the problem to the only one who can do everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will feel a lot of relief when you complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you an outlet through ways which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. But compare this situation with the situation when you go around to your neighbor, Salamu alaikum, how are you? My husband is this and this. After you will complain to any human being, I want you, sister, to observe yourself, you will feel very upset. I want you always to check yourself with this. Get the phone and call one sister and complain, okay, and put the phone. After you will put the phone, you will feel very sorry. You will tell to yourself, what is this? Why I did this? What she will do for me? After you already complain to him. Because this is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the feeling of sorry. Try to compare it with the feeling when you complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so this is the respect to your husband. Okay. Also, sisters, I want to clarify to you very important points. Okay. This is regarding that Islam wants the man and the woman to live in environment which is entirely pure and free from haram pleasures. Okay. Forget about the worldly life. To get the benefit of the dua, inshallah. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor.
Amen.
And from a change in your protection.
Amen.
And from your sudden punishment and or your displeasure.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell.
Amen.
And from the torment of the grave.
Amen.
And from the trials in lifetime and after this.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive us except you.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our hearts.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, forgive our parents.
Amen.
And all the Muslims.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad
and
his family and his companions.
Amen.
And also follow them sincerely.
Amen.
Until the resurrection day.
Amen. Amen.
O Allah, reward Sister Munoz for us and protect her and her family.
And her family.